Well, Eamon, gearing up for an Oscars Trainer Trophy semi-final this coming Sunday against the Limerick District League in Castlebar. Eamon, it's the business end of the competition, and I'm sure you and the boys are looking forward to it.
Oh, we are, yep. Yeah, we're looking forward to say the lads have been training hard there this last week or so with their clubs throughout, haven't we? But, I mean, we get them in now and again, but they've been buying into us this week, so it's everybody's raring to go come Sunday.
Good stuff. We'll get on to Limerick in a second, but I want to go back to the two games against Inishowen just before Christmas there. Apart from the second half of the first leg, when you kind of let them back into it a wee bit, you were fairly dominant over those two games. You must be fairly pleased with how you're taking through those tests.
Well, the first leg, it was like we were three up at half time, and we didn't like flattered us. But Inishowen, you could see that there were a lot of nine Cockhill players, I think. You could see that they were playing together, they knew how to play each other, but it took us a while to get going. But the second half and the second leg, we were definitely played more like a team, and we dominated that game from start to finish. And if we can continue that into the next game on Sunday here now, we'll be all okay.
You referenced after that game that your defence was a key part of getting the stability and allowing you to control and manage the games, which is something I know you were happy with after. Getting a solid footing defensively will go a long way to winning this tie on Sunday as well.
Oh, 100%. Like the lads are excellent, like the back five is such, and if you have a solid back four or five, whatever you want to play it, it's a great start. Like we have serious attacking ability, so it's getting the defence as solid as we can and going from there. A lot of experience there too.
Limerick on Sunday, neutral venue down in Castlebar. Having spoken to you before, I know you'll be more focused on your own game rather than dwelling too much about the opposition, and you'll be looking to put your own stamp on the game as quickly as possible.
Oh, that's the plan, yep. Yeah. Well, as I say, we're prepared right this week. We intend to go at it the same way as the other previous games, so it won't be nothing out of the ordinary that we've done before. The Limerick team, I found out quite a bit of information about them. Like, they're a very good team as well. But, you know, they have a lot of Fairview and Pike Rovers players, who are at the latter end of the FAI Junior Cup every year. So, we know it's going to be a tough battle, but I keep saying to the boys, we're a very good team ourselves, so bring it on as such.
That's it, and you touched on the experience. On occasions like Sunday, it'll be a big atmosphere. You'll be looking to the players with big experience to get a hold of a game like that, the likes of, you know, you're ready to lap Shane McGinty, Gareth Harkin, Ryan Shields. If those lads can get a hold of any game, you'd fancy your chances.
Oh, definitely. The experience throughout there, Gareth Harkin there, he just gets in there and he just keeps the show running as such. He knows when to get rid of it, when to hold on to it. And I say big Paddy Kerr, Paddy's probably just after mid-20s, but Paddy's, he gives you something else up and down that pitch, and he's one of the more experienced now boys there now as well. And year to lapse, and Ryan Shields, Ryan in the back has just been, he's been brilliant. He cruises through games, and Shane McGinty there in the middle too gave us a serious option in the last game as well. So hopefully Shane, he's a bit of a knock there, but hopefully he'll be alright for come Sunday as well.
Strength and depth has been a big thing for you. I think you've a squad of 22 or 23, you were saying the last time. They say that's a good problem for a manager to have, but there must be some fierce competition to get into that 11.
Oh, fierce. If you see the training, the intensity of it and the fighting and battle for every ball, it's a joy to watch. There's actually just 20... There's 20 fit players now for Sunday, so squeezing that into 18, which is a bit too left out, which is unfortunate for two, but it is what it is. But you never know what happens now and then as well. So that's for us, that's great as the management side of things, but there'll be somebody left disappointed.
A couple of knocks here and there, but have you made any additions to the squad since the last day out against Inishowen?
No. The only addition we made was Shemmy Freel came in for Pudge Kilsenan. Pudge pulled up and he got injured before the second leg, and Shemmy came in and he was excellent the last game, absolutely brilliant. So apart from that, no, nobody else brought it. No.
Good stuff. And of course, the big carrot at the end of Sunday would be an Oscar Trainer Trophy final. They don't come around very often, and that's a big prize if you get over Limerick.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I don't know if it's old school or what, but I don't look too far ahead. I just want to look at Sunday and see where it takes us, I suppose. we know at the other end of it, yes, what's at stake, but I'll just worry about Sunday and then we'll worry about the final if it ever happens.
Good stuff, Eamon. Thanks very much for your time and best of luck on Sunday, and we'll be talking to you again soon, okay?
That's grand, Mark.